What follows may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The world is full of stories. Stories of mysteries. Of curiosities. Of oddities. Join Kat and Jethro Gilligan Toth for the strange, the bizarre, the unexpected, as they lift the lid and cautiously peer inside the box of oddities.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hey.
How are you, freaks? Oh.
Hold on. Banjo and Willie are still getting settled. There's still some jangling going down.
Should I bang my teeny tiny gavel?
No.
Just once? Just one little? There we go.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yes.
The Order of Freaks now in session. Wow. This is a weird time we live in, and it's important, I think, that we stay positive and that we drink as much as possible. So we're busted into my go-to, hipster apocalypse from Mason's Brewing.
I have a Gagan's Smiling Irish Bastard.
Those are constantly in our fridge.
It's true.
Both of those.
Also, two beers that neither of us like, but just don't get thrown away ever. And yeah. So they're just randomly always there.
You guys have that in your fridge too? Like a couple of different types of beers you thought you'd try? Or maybe somebody brought them over for a party and nobody liked them?
Yeah.
And they're in your vegetable drawer and you're never going to drink them, but no. You can't really bring yourself to throw them out because you figure that probably at some point in time, somebody's going to come to your house that you don't like and you can give it to them.
There's also some sort of weird blueberry vodka thing in a can.
Where did that come from?
I'm not sure.
Who drinks vodka from a can?
I mean, I would if it weren't blueberry.
Well, I guess in these desperate times, yes, maybe I would resort to drinking vodka from a can. I'd drink it from a shoe, actually, at this point, I think. How's everyone doing? You doing okay?
That's a weird question to ask because they cannot respond.
I know, but I feel like we're right there in the room with them.
Oh, well, we are, in a way.
In a way, I guess. Willie says hi. This is weird because we're in a self-imposed isolation here in our house on the island in Maine. And I'm working from home from my regular job because of all of this. You, coincidentally, finished working. You resigned your position on Monday.
I did.
So that worked out pretty good.
It really did. The timing was magical. I stopped doing that, which I'm really enjoying.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
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 Now, you have been in customer service for a major retailer for a couple of years now, a senior sales.
Wow.
No, senior.
Wow. I am your wife.
A senior something consultant. A senior service consultant. What is the official term that you had?
I was a senior, the SSC, a senior service consultant.
All right. So now that you're not working there anymore, share some of the stories of the idiots that you had to deal with. She comes home, or she did, every night telling me stories about some of the most unbelievable things that people expect you to do.
Yeah. It was a journey. And there are some things, obviously, I love helping people, so it seemed like it would be a really good fit for me. But I also, I tend to be kind of chill about a lot of things. So it turns out that it wasn't exactly the best position for me because in my brain I'm going, why are you yelling?
Even though it was on chat.
That's right.
Yes. Well, not always. You did phone sometimes.
I did sometimes, but mostly chat, thank goodness.
Although there seems to be, from what you're telling me, a distancing with dealing with people on chat where they were emboldened more to be assholes.
Yeah, people on chat were much meaner than people on the phone. But you didn't actually have to speak to them.
Right.
So
you could give them the finger and, well, you could do that anyway, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Through the years, there were an incredible number of examples. I think the bottom line is that no person should behave in such a way that they will treat someone like me the way that I was treated over a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
There were people who called me the most incredible names, sometimes combinations of names.
Like what?
Incompetent cunt came up once.
Really? Wow. See, you should never call somebody an incompetent cunt over a dinged up end table.
Yeah.
That's just not good form. Oh, we got a message.
You son of a bitch.
Okay, that can wait.
So,
To turn my phone off.
I think just overall, there were too many big feelings regarding furniture that didn't matter. Like, like I have ordered many things online over the years, and never once have I thought to yell at a person about it not arriving on time or having arrived damaged or needing, you know, any number of things.
Well, from what I understand,
it's nuts.
From what you were telling me, people would get upset because stuff wasn't delivered in the manner that they wanted it delivered, yet it wasn't your company that was responsible for that. It was one of the major carriers, or actually you worked with a couple of major carriers.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that happened all the time.
And somehow you were personally, not the company you worked for, not the company that actually messed up the delivery, but you personally were responsible for that.
There was one instance where a woman freaked out and was screaming at me. This was on the phone because she... She was mad that, can I say FedEx? I'm going to say FedEx.
Yeah, sure.
She was mad that FedEx wouldn't bring the bed set that she had purchased, like the bedroom set, into her bedroom and assemble it for her.
And then make her bed?
And then I was like, yeah, they don't do that. And she was like, well, that's ridiculous. I don't have a man here to help me. And I was like, oh, honey, that is not the way to get my assistance. Like, I'm sorry. That makes me not want to help you at all. That was rough. So overall, I think people think that, like, I get being jacked up about something, but you have to approach it with some sort of perspective. Otherwise, you are the person that those people are going to talk about at the end of the day.
Yeah,
Not in a, geez, I wish that we hadn't messed up their order kind of way. In a, geez, I'm going to Google Street View their home and imagine that probably they're terrible in all the things that they do.
We're going to invade your privacy as much as we can.
Probably shouldn't say
legally. hey, well, we're amongst friends. So you finished up a couple of days ago, and I thought that that would probably be the end of the stories that you told me about how stupid some people are when, you know, with their level of expectation for free stuff from a major retailer.
Right.
But no, that's not the case. Now your former coworkers are texting you on an hourly basis to update you on the idiocy.
It's important that I be kept abreast. Recently, a coworker dealt with a woman who... Apparently, her mom had purchased her couch for her, and now they were fighting. So she wanted the company that I worked for to ensure that her mom wouldn't come take her couch.
How is that possible? How?
And my friend was like,
that's a legal issue.
That's not something I can really do anything about, ma'am.
Whoa. That's hilarious.
I would suggest changing your lock. Like, what are you talking about? No, too many stories that are almost always exactly the same. It's just people yelling about things that don't matter. And I just think that too many people are anxious to be mad about something.
They're looking for a reason in some cases.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know really what the cause of that is.
Oh, also, can I please? This is a public service announcement. The word ships and the word delivers are two different words and they have two different meanings. When something ships by a date, that means it will leave the warehouse and travel to you. But when something is delivered to you, it means that's when it's dropped off at your doorstep, not inside your home.
No, because that would be wrong.
At your doorstep. The number of people that I had mad that an item hadn't reached them by the ships by date, it just blew my mind.
That's crazy.
Blew my mind.
There needs to be some sort of an educational process before people are allowed to order retail online.
Yeah, or like anything. We should have some sort of like across the board general education system. It should be like a public thing, like a public school or something that people have to go to for like 12 years. Hmm.
That's a crazy idea. No one will go for that.
A woman not long ago was very upset with me, even though I had already solved her problem. She wanted to continue yelling at me about how incredibly disappointing it was that the $297 pool table that she purchased seemed cheap. Oh?
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, my goal was always to try to get people who are really mad to, by the end of the conversation, be really happy with their experience. Be like, sure. Oh, wow, I'm so glad that you were able to fix this. And, you know, forever shop with you. You're the best.
Right.
But some people do not want to be happy.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's true. I think we can just jump on social media and see that. I miss our pool table.
Mm.
I miss our pool table a lot. I loved playing pool with you. We could be using it right now with this self-imposed isolation.
We have been doing a lot of family game nights, though. We played darts the other night.
That's true.
That was fun.
That's true. Did I ever tell you, though, about the time that I played pool with Marty Ballin from Jefferson Airplane / Jefferson Starship?
No. No?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, I was working in Tampa at the time at a radio station in Tampa.
Okay.
And our traffic pilot guy that would fly over the city and do traffic reports.
Yeah.
His daughter was married to Marty Ballin.
Oh.
And we were at some bar function somewhere back when bars were open.
Sure.
Way back when. And he was there. And so I actually played pool with him that night. And I don't know if you recall, but you know the movie Gimme Shelter, the Rolling Stones concert film at Altamont Raceway? There's a scene where somebody gets beaten in the head with a pool cue during the riot. Mm-hmm. That was Marty Ballin.
Uh-huh.
And I'm standing there with Marty Ballin with a pool cue in my hand. Don't think I wasn't tempted. Just to be able to say I did it.
Sure.
But no, I resisted.
Sure.
Anyway.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I had an Long Island iced tea making contest with Hilton Valentine, the guitarist for the Animals?
I would love to hear this story. No.
So I had a friend whose sister was married to Hilton Valentine. And so we went to go visit them. They lived in Connecticut at the time. And we went to visit and stayed a couple nights, and it was glorious. And during that time, Hilton Valentine said something about making the best Long Island iced teas. And I was like, excuse me.
Challenge accepted.
Right. So we had a contest, and I don't remember much of it. It must have gone well.
Sure.
Pretty sure he won.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
So, wow. So, weird things we've done with celebrities. This wasn't me, but
no, that's where my list ends. I don't have any other celebrity stories.
Well, this isn't what happened to me, but I always thought this was kind of interesting. A girl that I went to high school with, mm-hmm. her older sister did Tommy James's laundry.
Oh, wow.
From Tommy James and the Shondells.
No way.
She quite possibly touched his underpants.
She very possibly could have been the inspiration for Dizzy. Because that was laundry, right?
That was Tommy Rowe.
Damn it.
You got your 60s Tommy's pop stars mixed up.
Damn it.
Yeah. No, he was the Crimson and Clover guy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I like Tommy Rowe better.
Are you insane? You like Tommy Rowe better than Tommy James?
Have you heard Dizzy lately?
That's the
My head is spinning.
That's one good song he did.
That go world is so much better than anything that Tommy James
Crimson
ever did.
Crimson and Clover over and over, girl.
He can't. It's like 60s auto-tuned is what he did. Yum, 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 yum.
That was called, yum, that yum, was called yum, tremolo. Yum, yum. It was tremolo, and it was state-of-the-art at the time.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Anyhoozle, we've been playing a lot of darts.
We have been playing a lot of darts.
We mentioned this on the bonus episode. Well, not the bonus episode, the early access episode that we dropped last night, was it? Yeah, whatever.
I'm getting confused.
Tuesday. And we've broken all of our dart tips.
My beer's empty. Hold on.
Grab me one too, sweetie.
Over and over. Over and over. Thank you for pausing, Wally. Yeah,
not a problem.
So we've been playing a lot of darts lately.
Yes, yeah, and we broke all the dart tips. Mm. So today, I felt like I was going out into the zombie apocalypse, like The Walking Dead, a scene from The Walking Dead. I went to a local sporting goods store, Dick's, actually. It's not
we
local.
We have the biggest Dick's in New England, by the way.
Yes, we do. We actually do.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
We're pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
So I got a Dick's to buy some tips.
Yeah.
For the
it's just the tips.
Anyway, sure. So I'm out and it was weird because there was no traffic on the road.
Yeah.
Today is Wednesday. It was middle of the day Wednesday. There's no traffic on the road. I walk into Dick's. They're open, limited hours at the time anyway. I don't know what's going on now by the time you're listening, but I walked in. There was like one guy there.
Wow.
And it was just kind of weird. And ethereal. I felt like I was in some kind of a weird zombie movie.
That's how I feel if I go to any store before like 9:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Like there's never anyone else there really early and it's like, hello, hello. Anyway.
I took advantage of the opportunity and shoplifted.
Sure, of course. Well, thank you for getting us darts because we have been playing a lot of family game night style activities.
You've been kicking my ass in every game that
we've
played.
That's not
true. No, I beat you in pinball. I beat you in video pinball.
That's true. Yep. And you've beat me at darts once.
Once. Yeah, once. But you've won like three games. I've won one. And you crushed me in Jeopardy.
I mean, yeah.
And usually I'm competitive.
You did great.
The issue that I have is you ring in so much faster than I do. And I know the answers, but I can't ring in as fast as you.
I know.
And you know the answers too. So what was the final score? The final score of our Jeopardy our tournament?
It was, well, we played you and me and then the AI whose name was Robert.
Right.
So.
Again, this was on PS4.
So I think it was you and Robert both got $0,
right, right.
And I had $47,005.
Yeah, $47,005 to nothing was the final outcome. And
you know how it is. Yeah. But there was that category about TV characters, and there were a couple of MASH questions, and you wiped my face on the floor with them.
With the MASH questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know anything about MASH.
I unfortunately bet everything on the Final Jeopardy and lost. So that's how I ended up in that situation. And then she lorded it over me for about 20 minutes.
Did I?
You took a screenshot.
I did, yes.
Of the final tally and unbeknownst to me changed my screensaver, my lock screen on my iPhone with it. So as soon as I opened my iPhone, then I could see 47,005 to nothing. On my iPhone. You're just trying to get into my head, aren't you?
It was to remind you of the fun game times that we have together. I enjoy our fun, loving family game nights. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to remind you of our fun family game nights that we have together. You and me together.
Okay.
Scoring lots and lots of points together.
Together.
Yeah.
Right.
Between the two of us, we earned $47,005.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That's true. That's true. I feel much better about that now. We actually have, we know some people that actually, well, we know one person that's been on Jeopardy, a friend of ours,
that's
Alan,
right.
Alan Adams.
Yeah.
Was on Jeopardy.
Alan Adams is very smart.
He's very smart. He is the editor for a publication here in Maine. Pretty well-known one in this region, and also an incredible actor. I've had the privilege of being in a couple of productions with him at Penobscot Theater.
Penobscot Theater Company is amazing, by the way, and the theater itself is historic and gorgeous and haunted.
You know, very haunted. A ghost stole my pants there once.
This is
true.
I just believe that you misplaced your pants.
I did
because
not.
I've seen it happen.
No, well, that's true, but not in this case. I was in wardrobe. We were doing To Kill a Mockingbird. I was in wardrobe, and they had laid my pants out for me. Here, try these on. And they put them on the back of a chair. Mm-hmm. And the chair was in the middle of a big room. Mm-hmm. And there was really not much else in there. It was, you know, it was like the wardrobe department. And I turned back and I picked something else up and I turned around and the pants were gone. They weren't on the floor. There was no place where they could have gone. Mm-hmm. This is a building that's it's the old Bangor Opera House here in Bangor, Maine. And it burned in the year like 1910 or 15, something like that. Maybe it was 1907. It was during the Great Bangor Fire, early 1900s anyway. And a couple of firefighters lost their lives trying to put the blaze out. It was rebuilt. It wasn't completely demolished. It was rebuilt.
The Great Fire of Bangor was in 1911.
Well, I was knocking on the door. So anyway, there's supposed to be firemen ghosts in there, and apparently they are into thievery of pantaloons.
I've seen you stand at a cupboard and say that we don't have something when I can see it from sitting on the couch. Huh. So I...
Yeah, well, you do have a point there. Yeah, that's true.
We actually did a haunted Bangor tour a couple of years ago, and that was fascinating.
Yeah, Bangor is a great destination point. If you ever want to take an interesting historical trip, Bangor is a great place to go. First of all, you know, outside of history, there's a lot to do here. We have a casino, a full casino. We have...
Waterfront Concert Series.
Waterfront Concert Series, which is an outdoor concert venue. And we've had people like Fish.
Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews Band.
We saw Ray LaMontagne there. Slayer came.
Ozzy Fest was there.
Ozzy Fest.
Was that what it's called?
Ozfest.
Ozfest, yeah. With the kids with the hair.
Yep.
What else? I mean,
I saw Kesha there.
Sure.
We saw Tool there.
That was
an incredible show.
That was the best show I've ever seen. So there's that. Then there's the arena across the streets for, you know, in the wintertime. Ringo Starr is going to be there in a few weeks.
We saw Ringo Starr and his all-star band there a couple years ago.
Yeah, a lot of big names.
It was incredible. What's the gymnasty show?
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, I saw that there once.
Yep, Cirque du Soleil was there.
Anyway, when I was young, there was none of this stuff in Bangor. So it's very exciting to talk about how we have it now.
Yeah, we had a 7-Eleven and a gas station.
Yeah. They had a cheeseburger hot dogs.
Oh, back when you were little. Yeah. That was a big local delicacy.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But getting back to the historical portion of Bangor.
Did you not want to talk about cheeseburger hot dogs
no,
more?
No, who doesn't want to
talk
about that?
They were on the roller thing.
Yeah, right. And they were stuffed with like cheddar. Yeah, delicious. This town has a lot of history, and I'm sure a lot of it has inspired Stephen King and his writings, because he lives right here in Bangor, in case you haven't heard. He still won't return our calls, but there are a lot of paranormal things that have happened here in this area. And the history, of course, goes back several hundred years. And there was in Bangor itself, there was a prostitution district during the 1817 and 1800s into the 1900s, I guess.
One of the things that we learned on our walk was that the house where the ladies did their work had a very brightly colored chimney so that you could see it from the water.
Yeah, it was the Blue Chimney. And sailors would come in on the Penobscot River, and they would get off and just look for the blue chimney.
I love it. I think that's really clever.
And
it's like a red light, but instead it was a blue chimney.
It was a blue chimney. And for years, that location, before it was eventually torn down and now it's a scenic parking lot, was said to have been haunted. And it's interesting to me that a lot of places that are said to be haunted, obviously they're usually older places, but not always. Oftentimes, they are places where great amounts of energy were...
Well, there was some energy there.
Yeah, was emitted, if you will. That's why theaters.
Yeah.
Brothels, that makes perfect sense.
Sure.
Lots of energy there, like you said. Old abandoned amusement parks, things like that. You know, it's really fascinating. And this city is so full of history and mystery. And yeah. It's just, it's a cool place to come. Plus, we have one of the best craft beer scenes.
Dude. Maine is where it's at when it comes to craft beer, and there are so many local breweries and incredible people who are just really passionate about beer and want to share that, which is just amazeballs.
Yeah, well, we were just the two beers we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, Mason's Hipster Apocalypse and Gagan's Smiling Irish Bastard, both local breweries. In fact, they're just restaurants slash bars right on the waterfront next to where Fish played.
Now, Gagan's has incredible fried pickles. I will recommend that. Mason's, I've only been to once, but I ordered a pizza with hot sauce on it, and it melted my face off. But the hot sauce was so delicious, I couldn't stop eating it. So I was literally, like, snot was coming out of my nose, and I was sweating, but I was like, it's so good. And so I haven't gone back because...
Well, they won't let you, especially in today's environment. They don't want you blowing snot all over everybody.
It's so good, though.
Actually, today, we just heard today, they closed all the restaurants in our state.
Yeah.
Every restaurant in Maine is closed.
But a friend of mine shared a thing that I thought was really clever, was like, now is the time to buy gift certificates for your local businesses, because they aren't seeing the business that they need to be seeing. And if you're going to end up, you know, being a patron there anyway, or if you've got, you know, friends who you can give gifts to, this is a great time to be supporting your local businesses.
That's a great point. Get all your Christmas shopping done early. Right. You know, go ahead, buy a bunch of gift cards, support your favorite local businesses, and either hoard them for yourself or, you know, give them as gifts. It's one way to help during this time.
Some great downtown businesses that I just feel really strongly that we need to be supporting. And, you know, right across the street is the Rock and Art Shop, which is amazing. And
that's kind of our jam. They have, you can buy everything from beautiful handmade jewelry made of local gems or fossils.
Yeah, they've got fossils and skeletal remains and plants and things that smell amazing and kitchenwares. And it's like, it's my favorite
store. It's a weird little shop.
And it's wonderful.
We love it. So I guess what we're saying is you should probably come to Bangor
sometime
and hang out. There's so much to do and so many places to drink at. And if you do, just, you know, shoot us an email. Let us know. It'd be cool.
Yeah.
We'll give you some suggestions of places that you could frequent while you're here.
Freak went.
The freak went.
Ah.
To the place that... Anyway, we're going to wrap this up because I'm getting hammered and we have darts to play. Mm. Thanks for listening. We look forward to hanging out with you again. Oh, we are going to do a bonus episode for everybody, an additional bonus episode for everybody during this time. We will drop that on Friday.
Oh. Oh.
What?
Okay. All right. Yes.
Oh, did you have another sign off that? Okay. So we look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah. Until then, it's easy to have the potato where there's love. Because of St. Patrick's Day, I figured I'd go with an Irish proverb.
I like that. That's nice.
Okay. May the roof above you never fall in, and those gathered beneath it never fall out.
That's lovely.
And so, let it be known that the Box of Oddities belongs to you, and its fate is in your hands. We wish to offer our deeply felt gratitude and appreciation for your patronage. TheBoxOfOddities.com on Facebook at Facebook.com/Box of Oddities Podcast, on Twitter at Box of Oddities, and Instagram at Box of Oddities Podcast. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.